I just want to be real.
Dude, that's all I really want. I know, but I told you to not say nothing until I fucking introduce you, dude.
He's looking
he
at
goes
me.
5-4-3-2-1 and does a fucking thing, dude. All
right.
All right. Hey, man, look at me, Theo.
You know him good, huh?
You don't try. All right, we'll get into it. You know, I know what you're saying. Yes. Go ahead.
5-4-3-2-1-2-3-4-5-4-3-2-1-2-3.
Welcome to do the thing.
Welcome to.
Oh, that's fine. Jesus loves everyone in this room,
mm-hmm.
And the Lord is in this room right now. I can feel it. His energy and his It's you know, the Lord is energy and we're all connected by it.
Amen, bro.
Hey, fuckface, I told you not to talk until I introduce you, man.
Sorry.
That's okay.
He's looking at me, though. That guy.
I know he is. Welcome to another edition of the Tiger Belly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's what it is. And
it's a delicacy. You know it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the thing is that, you know, I tell the guests to do certain things, like shut the fuck up until I introduce them, and they say things. But it's fine, because the thing is that I want to let everyone in this room know that I'm still the captain of the ship, and I'm still your leader, and you do as I say. Mm. You hear me, white boy?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Damn, bro.
Damn. And we got my beautiful girlfriend right
white,
here.
Huh?
We got fucking Kalilah. Gilbert? Kalilah.
Yep.
He's my sidekick. He's
Jason
our
Priestley,
guy.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
He's the Jason Priestley of Siam.
Of Siam.
Can you see it a little bit?
Yeah. The dark? Jason Priestley of Siam, man. And we got
you'd be huge in
our
Siam.
Guest,
you
man.
No.
Theo fucking Vaughn,
go
bro.
To Siam, man.
Fuck, dude.
Thank you for having me today,
holy
guys. Beautiful
shit,
in here.
Man.
It's a lot. It smells a lot more feral in here than I thought.
What do you mean?
Just more. It smells like there's more kind of hidden animals in here.
Right.
Than I
you think that I have them as pets or other things?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I think you. I can imagine you've been through a lot with different animals. But I'm happy to be here, man. I appreciate you having me.
Yeah. I love animals and I love you. I've always loved you, man.
Same here.
I don't know when I met you. When did I meet you?
Trying to think of how big you were whenever we met, probably same size, so probably maybe 6 years ago.
Seven or eight years ago. Grown in a long time. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But when I met you, I went, fuck, this white dude right here, is he funny? I saw him go up, man.
Dang, he sounds very
I know.
One of the Latin kings
urban.
Now,
right? Urban. You know, like,
what
the
fuck?
Not Latino.
Yeah, bro.
Yo,
huh?
What the fuck,
be?
Bro? Bro, just be what you gotta be.
Okay.
Hola.
This motherfucker, is he funny or what?
Right.
Urban Bobby.
Yeah. I saw him. On stage, bro. Shit, dude.
Ooh.
Legit, bruh.
Okay.
Killing the game.
Hawaiian.
Yeah.
Pigeons.
Shit. He went up there, dude. He's fucking got weird shit, bro.
Oh, shit.
His point of view and shit about like where he's from and shit.
It's pigeon
about
urban.
About Jesus,
it's
about pigeon, molestation, bro. About his uncle and chimes on them, all kinds of shit, dude. And I was like, dude, he's one of us, bro.
Yeah.
And then I saw him in another time, dude. Him and I did some,
jerked me off by a dumpster, remember?
Oh, yeah, and then alleyway.
I did that.
I did do that.
Excuse me, what?
We worked together.
We worked together where I had to jerk Theo off.
Oh.
I didn't literally jerk him off at a dumpster, dude.
You do what, though?
I do it in the hotel room.
Ah,
I charge money for that, bruh.
But it was Meisner. I think we touched. But you know what I'm saying, though?
Yeah. Real? Okay.
We really did it, yeah.
Because I hardly have any feelings left in my penis anyway, I feel like at this age, to be honest with you.
Oh, really?
And I'm not trying to be weird or anything.
What, is it because
be
of a lot of masturbation or you get a lot of girls?
I think it's a mix of everything, man. You know, I've been with some decent women and some just troubled women and some undervalued women, all types of women.
Yeah.
And
You still hook up with the ugly ones or what?
No, these days, I mean, I try to find that, you know, a little bit of beauty in everybody, but sometimes you got to really get in there to see it, you know?
What do you mean?
I mean, like, you
right,
know,
I know what you're saying. What you're saying is to me this. It's like, you meet a girl online or whatever, right?
Yeah.
And their face is fine, legit, right? And then their body is legit, right?
Yeah.
Then you get them naked, and then some things aren't legit. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, the foundation is weak. A lot of times, you know?
Right. What have I always said? You can't build a house on sand.
Hold on. Yeah. Except Angkor Wat was built on sand.
Angkor Wat?
and Cambodia.
Angkor, what? Yeah. Angkor. Motherfucker, so Angkor.
You can build.
This guy right here.
I know, right here, man.
Angkor, hey, what,
Jason
bro?
Priestley from fucking Dubai Island right here, man.
Yeah, yeah, man. That's dude. Crazy, huh?
Yeah, so.
I love that guy, huh?
Do I really look like him?
But do you don't trust him, though, do you, when you look at him? Be real.
You want to honestly know how I feel when I see him? Yeah, I think that, you know, he probably grew up in a place that had like a lot of chimes and stuff.
Yeah.
And a lot of curtains on rugs on the wall.
Yeah.
Okay. Flooring.
Yeah.
Ceiling on the flooring. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you're saying, dude.
Because they mix match a lot of places. They put rugs on the wall instead of the floor.
What does the kitchen look like?
Yeah.
The kitchen, a lot of utensils.
Yes.
So many utensils.
Yes.
Yeah. One giant fork, one giant spoon, right?
Yeah. A couple of older Siamese that look either, that could be men or women.
How do my parents talk?
They don't talk anymore. They just look.
Yeah, they're lookers, dude.
They're looking cook.
Yeah, you can read all kinds of stuff just through the eyes, huh, bro?
Yeah, but there's a lot of love in there, but a lot of the love's historical, so it's already been built in. You know? You're not getting like a lot of it these days. It's just kind of known.
Yeah. Oh,
but it's really known, though. You feel it.
Yeah. When I first met you, dude, I didn't trust you.
Yeah.
Because you came in there like a fucking yellow butterfly. You came in zipping in, zipping in out.
Mm-hmm. What is zipping in, zipping out?
You like just came out like, hi, and then you laughed. Hi, bye.
Like a ginger maggot.
Yeah.
Ginger maggot?
What's a ginger maggot? What's a ginger maggot?
It's just somebody that, a buddy of mine came through town with some sick ginger, bro, and I've been on that for like 2 days
What's
now.
What you mean, like real ginger, the root?
Yeah.
Good. What do you mean, like from Hawaii?
I wouldn't say Hawaii.
Siam.
No, but
no, so you wait somewhere closer than that.
He came into town. Are you being real? He came into town.
This guy
with
brings
actual root, ginger root
stuff, and make you can't even close your eyes, dude. Mm.
And then you make a juice out of it. Is that what you do?
Some you eat if you get like real in the inside part. You eat it. You juice some of it. You can cut it up and put it in eggs. You know, but it's strong, bro.
Yeah,
make your neck grow, bro. You know, yeah.
Ginger root.
I love ginger myself, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, because down the street they used to go. There was a sign that said, "We only have Hawaiian ginger," and that for some reason, just because they put the sign up, made it seem even more potent.
Yeah.
Like you're right. Mm-hmm. If they hadn't put it out there, like, oh, this is regular ginger.
Yeah.
But they it was like a warning. Mm. We only have Hawaiian ginger.
Yeah.
Which scared the fuck out of us. We drank it anyway, you know what I mean?
That's a gay maker right there, ginger, boy. If you had to pick one spice, it's a real gay maker, I think.
What do you mean by that, man?
Just you get enough ginger in you, man, you don't even see gender, really. You'll fuck.
Yeah.
I mean, you'll
sucking fluid.
Dick. Yeah. You'll fuck a damn breeze. You'll try to fuck a breeze passing by.
Yeah.
Oh.
Let me ask you something, man.
You'll fuck anything that feels thick around your body.
Yeah.
Let me ask you something. Strong breeze, a mist.
Yo, dude, you're a weird guy, huh? Yeah.
Well, you know when I thought you were unique, Bobby, was when I know you talk about it on stage, when you said you got molested, you know?
Yeah.
Because I dealt with a mentally handicapped. We had a bunch of mentally handicapped by us when I was growing up, and they were wild, too.
What do you mean wild?
Loose. They had this one man was a farmer, I guess, mostly livestock, so, you know, living crops.
Yeah.
And he had a couple of mental sons, and they called them mentals. Or tism. If somebody had the tism, that's when they had autism, but they didn't want to make it fancy. Because autism sounds so French, really.
Right.
So you just have the tism.
The tism.
And he had a couple of retarded sons, and I don't mean to say if anybody is retarded, I'm not talking about you, I'm talking about these other retarded people that I knew when I was growing up. And he had two retarded sons that would always be on horseback, and so they were, because they were livestockers.
Yeah.
And they had all
types
of livestock.
You're not
listening, bro? Yeah, livestock.
Yeah, livestocker.
He's too busy trying to see himself.
What did they do to you? Anything?
No. Well, they had one of them eventually got injured. I guess he got injured somehow, and then they got him a bicycle that had a. One of those, you know, mothers used to have the bicycle with that baby seat on the back. With that small baby seat. Like now they put you in like this covered Conestoga wagon and like you're like, there's like roll bars and stuff.
Right.
Like I remember back in the day, you used to like, the kid would just be. Remember,
back
like,
there. He would just be back there.
In the back.
Yeah.
The think rest about of the that, world like, is still like that.
Yeah, like not even in the mother's sights. Like, good luck back there.
Dude, when I was in Thailand, just real quick, I saw a dude
on a moped, right? He was wearing this fucking motorcycle helmet. He had a baby on his shoulder. Baby had no helmet.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Yeah.
You might as well just take the helmet off, sir, and just tie your baby to your head.
Yeah.
Use the baby as the helmet. Right? I mean, yeah,
that's fate practice right there, dude.
Right,
you don't put a helmet on a baby?
Yeah.
That's risky.
That's risky, right?
And so then one of these guys was mentally challenged, and he got a bicycle eventually, and they gave him... The bike had a mother's baby seat on the back.
Yeah.
And I had never met anybody that was gay. They didn't have a lot of gay people in our area. And if they did, we didn't know about it until we were older.
Where did you grow up?
In Louisiana. And they didn't come by. And also... You know, when you grow up in like a rural area, like nobody really cares if somebody's gay. It's not like they're running around like they don't have a gay pride parade, you know, because there's only two gay dudes. And if they meet up in the street, they're probably just going to fuck a little, you know.
Yeah.
They're not going to put together a whole parade for everybody. That's crazy.
Right.
So, but people said that this man was a homosexual, you know, and they didn't have, and everybody's like, wow. And they said that. They said he had a husband, like a little husband that left him, that used to sit in that back seat.
Oh, wow.
So there was always like a ton of, not remorse really, I don't know what the feeling is, but when you saw this man go by, you were like, oh, that's so sad that his little husband left.
It's remorse.
Yeah. It's remorse.
Yeah.
And it was just sad, you know, because you were like, oh, this guy had a little husband that left him. And so...
I believe everything you're saying, because we watched a documentary called Mommy Dead and Dearest.
Yeah.
And everyone's from Louisiana, but like in the bayou, remember how they...
Yeah, how they talk. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that like
it's just simpler. You just learn things like in a different way, you know.
Nobody... Also, like I'm sure, like you're in a small town, the two gay dudes, people know them, right? Right. So there's not like it. I think in the media when you see like, you know, Republicans talk, right, and they talk about, you know, that they don't believe in, you know, gay rights or whatever, right? That's just in the media. But I think in small towns they accept them, right?
100%. Like, that's the crazy thing. Like, the only time anybody ever put anybody on television from my area was when, like, they needed somebody who'd seen an alien or something, you know? It was like,
yeah.
Otherwise, these people are mostly doing good stuff, you know?
Yeah.
It's just like they always go to like one or two spots and pick out the worst, you know?
Right.
And I think they do it for almost everything, you know? But,
you never saw an alien growing up?
Let me think. You know, one of my buddies died. He was on Oxycontins and he choked to death on a. Some type of a meat bone or something. I don't remember what it was. Geez. Chicken fowl. And he...
Don't laugh, babe.
I thought after he died that he came to see me a couple times.
Stop. So not alien. You're talking about...
Ghosts.
And you're talking about the paranormal.
Yeah.
You're talking about...
Not extraterrestrial.
Not extraterrestrial.
Yeah. You're talking about ghost shit, huh?
Yeah.
So you, he
but when he came
you.
Back, did he look like an alien? Or did he look like
he
himself?
He was on the porch. He was outside.
As himself.
I felt like it was him, but he seemed a little bit more
kind
of randy than he used to be. A little more active, you know?
Right.
Because you get a little bit. I bet you once you're dead, you're like, oh, I'm free, you know? That's your Amistad, man. You're out of your body, you know? You're out and about.
Do you believe in that in afterlife?
I do because... We came here, like, people are always like, you think you go to, like, a magical place in the sky, you know, and everybody's just sitting around and fucking drinking rocket sauce and doing magic, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm like, look where I'm at now, bro. I'm in the middle of fucking nowhere on a ball of fucking dirt.
Yeah.
This happened.
Yeah.
This is the only proof I have. So do I think something like this could happen again? Yeah. I have to think that.
Mm-hmm.
So when people are like, you think you go to a place where there's just a bunch of other people that you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you're talking about heaven, you know, and everybody's doing good. And I'm like, yeah, we just like here, but everybody would be doing good, you know?
Yeah.
So I base it on, it's almost more as like reincarnation a little bit.
I don't necessarily, because I'm so scientifically like geared towards to always believe like in things that are factual
smart
and everything.
Smart girl, huh?
But
wow,
but
too smart.
No.
Oh,
but I do believe in like sort of like the paranormal stuff, because when you live in a big city like this, you're so all your senses are drowned out constantly by the noise of traffic, by people around you. It's just always chaotic. But when I go back to the provincial areas in the Philippines, you do sense something different there. You hear things more. You feel things more.
Yeah.
And I always get sort of a sense of like that paranormal stuff when I'm back there, but never here in LA. So I kind of
It's called
it.
Boredom.
No, it's not boredom.
You think that's so what it's called? Me.
Yeah.
You think ghosts come from
here,
boredom?
Here, I wake up. No, this is what happens. LA, I wake up. Oh, fuck. I got to go here. I got to go to Starbucks. I got to go to the iPad store, get my thing screen fixed. You know what I mean? And then I'm going to go see Joe. Some friend who works at a fucking vape store.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? And then you go to an A meeting. Then I got two shows to do.
Yeah.
You got shit to do. Over there, you wake up. There's nothing to do. Oh, I see a ghost.
Yeah. I see it.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's like something like, oh, what are we going to do today?
Right. See a ghost. There's nothing to do. Right. Exactly. There's nothing to do.
Yeah.
It's your mind. And right? Am I not right, babe, or no?
No.
Oh, well, okay. I just threw it out there.
Well, you kind of reinforce what I was saying, which is you don't allow yourself to feel anything because you pack your day with so much.
And your feelings here, it's hard to get. Your feelings have no space here. Like, I can't even feel that much here, you know? Like, I'm far more. I notice once, as soon as I get outside of the city limits, I'm far more. And, you know, I'm not trying to be profane, but erect, you know, when I get outside of the...
Your dick has feeling again.
Yes. My life has feeling again. Like, I don't see how people... have any, there's no room for your feelings here. There's just no, you can't relax. Mm-hmm. I can't anyway. Maybe if you're brought up in this type of environment.
Yeah, I'm like that in New York.
Really?
Yeah, if I'm wake, when like when I wake up in a hotel room in New York with all the noise and all that stuff, I could probably sleep for 4 hours.
Wow.
And then I'm just walking around, right? I just cannot sleep. It's just, there's excitement in the air, there's shit to do. I remember one time I was in fucking New York. And I meet, I don't know how I ran into him, but I ran into Maz Jobrani. Yeah, he's like Indian or some shit.
Yeah, yeah.
What is
he's,
he?
He's Pakistani.
Yeah, whatever. And he goes, hey, dude, you want to go to a Moroccan like nightclub, but it's like invite only and it's illegal. I want to go. When those two things, Moroccan illegal, I have to go. Okay. All right?
Those are two elements.
Two factors. I'm there, okay? Yeah. And we went to the alleyway, down these steps, through a red door. We walk in, and then there's like a fire, right? And there's people with bongo drums. You're hitting it, right?
Tribal.
Right? Yeah. And people are smoking like...
See?
Yeah, smoking things. And people are dancing, right? And I just started dancing. I started dancing too because I didn't know what the fuck to do. I was scared.
Yeah.
Right? Because Maz started to. I think Ahmed was there too.
Oh, Ahmed's always
there. You gotta dance. Yeah, he's always there. That guy, right? And that's what to me New York is. You know, so when I'm in LA, I feel relaxed, right? And if I go to like wherever you're from, I'm probably going to coma.
Yeah,
yeah, I'm probably going to coma and never wake up again.
Wow.
Because it sounds
very that calm,
boring.
Huh?
Sounds boring.
We didn't have a lot of Asians, man. We had a. There was a rumor of an Asian when I was first.
What was his name?
I'm not sure.
What was the rumor?
The rumor was, and I've talked about this before.
Yeah.
I've talked about this before.
Yeah.
They had a rumor that there was an Asian kid, right? And this is after, because we got a Latino kid. Yeah. We got a Latino kid.
Named, not a family, just one kid.
Congratulations.
One guy. Nicholas was his name, and he had a little bit of light facial hair.
Nicholas.
Everybody was fired up about that.
Fired.
There was a lot of rumors and stuff going around about that.
Yeah.
Because, people had never seen that on children, you know? It was like...
Would be light hair on the face?
Yeah, like this.
Yeah.
People are like,
yeah,
he's trying to grow a sideburn on his chin.
Yeah. You know?
So
when I was on the wrestling team in middle school, Penasquitas, right? Because Penasquitas was 60% Filipino.
Mm-hmm.
Their wrestling team, all the kids had mustaches.
Oh, yeah. All Filipinos have mustaches by the time they're 11.
I mean, literally, we're...
Female and male.
Is it like a handprint, like a fingerprint almost?
We just grow mustaches like... But we don't really grow the rest, though. We are like Manny Pacquiao mustaches. We all... Mm. Even the female always have mustaches. Mm.
But I remember like wrestling against them with the first time, and they all have mustaches, right? And we don't. We're kids.
You're like, bro, grow our mustaches.
But our team was so good that we beat them. Even me, we crush them.
Yeah.
My brother, we never ever did...
Chris, is that his name?
Steve.
Yeah. Close enough? That's close.
Well, there's only three. That's John.
Yeah.
Steve almost killed a Filipino out there.
Wow. Really?
But my brother had no facial hair, and here's this old man with a mustache that he's fighting against or wrestling against.
Oh my God.
And my brother snapped him on the ground. Oh. And we're like, old man. You know what I mean? That's what you get.
I'm only 14.
I know. But it was amazing. But anyway,
So anyway, so the the rumor of the Asian, though, you heard a rumor.
Yeah, they had a rumor that there was an Asian boy in Slidell, Louisiana, which was probably about 17 miles away. And so we had to get over there.
Yeah.
You know, we were fired up, and we thought about it for a couple of weeks, and then we started, me and two of my buddies cut grass, man, this kid, Danny, who was a good friend of mine, and he had some, he had a couple of different deficiencies, but he's doing okay now.
Yeah, you know?
And he, we raised up some money, saved up some money over about 2 months, and then we caught a taxi over there.
Yeah.
And we went to this place where they were supposed to have, you know, this Asian boy, Chet. I want to say the name was Chet. I'm trying to think off the text somebody.
Probably Chang.
Does that sound?
No. Chet Chang.
Chet Chang.
Chet Chang.
Chet Chang.
So Chet.
Chet, I think.
Right.
Does that ever sound? Do you ever see him?
Does that sound possible?
No, it doesn't sound.
It sounds.
It doesn't sound plausible.
It does.
It doesn't sound plausible because I've never met an Asian guy named Chet.
Yeah, there are in Southeast Asia.
There you go.
It's either, I think it's either Thai or.
Oh, well, then you're
Chet mate, bro. Chet mate.
The rumor.
So you, but so we got there and he wasn't there. It was a.
It wasn't there.
It wasn't.
Actually,
he wasn't there.
The name is from the city of Chester, England.
So probably no.
Probably no.
And we went there and it was just like a laundromat. Somebody had opened up like a new laundromat or like a cleaning, like a.
Right.
Clothiers.
Was it the Asian run laundromat?
I don't know. That could have been maybe somehow that got diffused by the time it got to us. Right. You know, I mean, this is way pre-internet. You know?
Right.
This is back when.
Was the first? Do you remember the first time you ever saw an Asian in the flesh?
Man, I feel like it was a man.
Yeah,
I feel like it was a man with glasses on.
Yeah,
but did it? I could probably draw a picture of him, but I don't think that I.
Please,
I could, but I don't think that I could tell you when.
How old were you?
After that, I mean, I guess I kind of gave up on it after the...
After
the no-show of Chet.
Yeah. But you would think that, you know, saving up money, taking a cab to go see Chet, you don't see him, that you would, years
then
later...
Then be keen to when you're going to see another Asian.
Right. So then when you see another Asian at an airport or whatever, you would go, oh my God, and that would be in your thing, but that's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember I went to Africa one time as I got a little bit older, and I was like, holy shit. You know, a lot of Africans are black, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, and that's when I realized, like, heaven is mostly going to be, like, black and Asian people, you know? It's not going to be that many white people there.
A lot of Indians, Chinese, and black.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be packed.
But China has, 1 billion? India has 1 billion?
And they're dying. Are they dying pretty quick? I mean, it's going to be packed up there when you think about it.
Well, you know, think about this, too. Think about this. I've thought about this. Is that, you know, how, you know, when, like, white people, they have pets.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They do funerals.
Mm-hmm.
And they go, oh, we'll see you in heaven, whatever. Yeah. You think that all the cats that are left and dogs that's ever lived on planet Earth are going to be in heaven too? Because if it is, I don't want to be there, bro.
Damn, bro.
Imagine that. Just everything. That, you know, all the bees that ever existed.
Yeah.
All the allergies.
I mean, it would just be.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd have to open up a pharmacy up there for people.
You can't.
So you're saying
you can't open a pharmacy in heaven,
right?
Dude, you're gonna ruin it.
Yeah.
You can't be this crazy guy who's bringing wood and shit up to heaven. To start a business.
So do people believe? The people who believe in heaven believe only humans get to go to heaven, or do they believe all living things go to heaven?
That's a good question. My belief, and I'm not sure exactly how much of religion was in it, or just this idea that I had, was that it was. Me and probably other people that I picked to be there and like my loved ones, you know, for some reason in my head. And then as I got a little older,
I realized
everybody's there.
Okay, so how does this work if you've...
I think Theo's right.
Yeah, but what if those loved ones
don't
go to heaven?
If they don't go to heaven, then you just get like a memo or something or you hear once
but
you
how
get
is
there.
That heaven? How is that... How is
well, you
it
hear
heaven?
That somebody tell like a verbal memo. Like,
but what I'm saying is,
not a written one.
How is it heaven for you then if you can't be with that loved one who didn't make it to heaven?
Then that's just the way it kind of shakes out. You know, I think heaven's about 85% of what you want.
Right.
I don't think heaven's a full 100% anymore.
Yeah.
Because there's so many people.
Did it used
now.
To be 100%?
I think there was a time when it was probably 100%.
Yeah.
You know,
everybody just made it up there.
Everybody.
Not in the internet age.
Right. And now
black
it's
market.
Like,
you know.
And it's also, how Christians say, they say, no matter what you've done on planet Earth, how evil you are, if you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, that you will go to heaven.
Yeah.
So
with that in mind, you'll be up there with some people that you don't necessarily want to be around.
Right, some killers who took him in at the last minute.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. Like, you know, imagine being eaten by Jeffrey Dahmer.
Yeah, oh, he's up
right,
there.
Right,
with his fridge up there. Did his fridge make it up
yeah,
there?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then he, before he died in prison, he accepted Jesus.
Yeah.
And so now you're chilling on a cloud.
You see.
With him. Cleopatra and the ones you want to hang out with, mm-hmm. Abe Lincoln, you know?
The people who read or the guy from Dirty Jobs.
Yeah, that guy. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then all of a sudden,
Mike Rowe.
You know, Jeffrey Dahmer floats by on a cloud. I mean, how do you feel?
Who are the people you want to see most in heaven? Top five.
Oh, fuck.
In history.
Aside from my family or in history?
In history. Like, historically.
Oh,
like, who would you
Mine's
be in awe?
I know Mine's
one. Lou Reed is one of yours.
Well, no, I'm going to change
Lou Reed name. From the Baltimore Ravens?
No.
Who is he?
He was a singer.
He was?
Velvet
yeah,
Underground.
Velvet Underground, I've heard of them.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. I would probably go Columbus, probably.
Why?
Why?
He seems boring.
Christopher Columbus?
He just came up
the world.
He just came up on some land.
Yeah, he was.
He's shocked.
Wait, you know anything? Wait, fuck you. You know anything about his personality, dude?
Bro, what, bro?
He fucking.
See his aggression?
No. But, bro, listen to me, right?
Wow.
All we
guy.
Know about this fool,
wow,
right, is that, we have a boat. Get on the boat. I think let's go west.
Yeah.
Right?
That's so
but
brave.
You don't know what he's going to be like in eternity. You don't know his little fucking quirks and whatnot.
No, you don't know what he's going to be like. I'll know what he's going to be like because he's in my fucking top five, Bobby.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to know.
Oh, right.
And I
that's
think,
my bad.
Yeah, because here's the thing, dude. To get onto a boat, that's the bravest thing and just go somewhere.
Yeah,
not even
true.
Knowing for sure if like the world is round or flat at that time. Well, they did already know it was
and
round.
And every morning you get up and you have to like kind of make sure one of your buddies doesn't have a disease before you like get real close to them. Like that's crazy, bro.
Scurvy.
Anything. Kill you, dude.
Yeah, right. A cold will kill you.
You couldn't make
well,
it,
why,
bro.
Why not Magellan then, bro?
Oh, Magellan could have been better, but he did kill a lot of people too. And he killed a lot of local Filipinos.
Yeah. Columbus all day.
But my people did kill him.
Like Columbus.
Okay, all right,
number two.
Columbus. Number two, maybe. Probably one of the kids from that movie. Have you seen the movie with Johnny Depp where he plays Peter Pan?
Yeah, Finding Neverland.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of the kids from that, probably.
Which kid?
Do you know for a fact?
The main kid with the freckles, like kind of the seem like the most troubled one.
Let's find his name.
Who else? Christian Bale, probably.
Oh, Christian Bale's a good one.
Right. And we need some straight up cooter on this island as well. Yeah, to be honest, man.
Good wingman, yeah.
Who? What do we get? Probably, one of the chicks from Friday Night Lights.
Yeah.
Which, any of them. Allie Landry?
The tall blonde one is the one I want. The one
with the whipped cream on her?
I don't know.
I don't even
know.
I'm talking about the right movie.
The one with the
pussy. No, I'm talking about the James Vanderbeek one.
Yeah. The one with the pussy. You know?
So I'm talking about a wrong movie altogether.
Oh, yeah.
So, last one.
We need a mother figure. We need somebody to help take care of everyone.
Judi Dench.
Dame. She's not dead yet, Jesus.
Yeah, but she'll be dead when he's dead.
She doesn't seem like she has any
motherly
milk in her breast. Mm. Yeah, we need somebody that
can emptied out.
We need somebody that can help out.
Yeah.
Who has a lot of milk?
Somebody with some.
Yeah, Kathy Bates.
Anna Nicole.
Kathy Bates milk.
She's got good milk,
bro. Damn, bro.
Your face,
she got like
though,
40-year-old milk.
No,
she got good milk.
I don't know who would be the good.
It's like yogurt
mother.
Now. It's like
Anna
yogurt.
Anna Nicole died when she was still fertile, and
Anna Nicole Smith.
Yeah,
she seems just like she'd just be such a pain in the ass.
Yeah, she wouldn't be a nurturing
type. The whole boat ride's gonna be about her. I feel like.
I don't.
Who's a good mother?
I don't know, Mom. But let me say something right now, dude. I ain't gonna visit you in heaven. I'll tell you that right now.
Really?
Fuck your fucking people, bro.
Well, who's your people, dude?
I have people too, bro.
Okay.
All right.
Well, this is an opportunity for you to tell them though.
All right. I'll tell you my people, dude. Forget Lou Reed, babe.
Okay.
Fuck Lou Reed.
Wow. Okay.
Fuck Lou Reed. You know what I'm going to go for, dude?
Huh. And he's going to have to choose a woman, unfortunately. And this doesn't.
Here's the thing, though, dude. It's like in your thing, right? You don't have. So those are the five celebrities or whatnot, right? Yeah. You're going to have your mom and your dad and
everyone
shit there too, right?
Everyone else is there, yeah.
So you get to pick five people aside from your family.
Yeah, that you're just in awe of or always wanted to meet in history.
Like. Right. But for instance, Gilbert Knebe on the list,
he doesn't have to be on my list because I'm already going to see him because he's my friend.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
So five random people that I don't know.
You're in there?
Like Kublai Khan or something.
All right. No, let me do mine. All right.
Whoa. Let's don't use any.
I think I'm going to do
slurs either.
I think I would do Pol Pot.
Why?
I'll tell you why. Because Pol Pot, dude, he's the scare man.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, he's the heavy hand.
He's not going to be in heaven.
He's the Rottweiler.
Why would you think Pol Pot would be in heaven?
He's
killed.
He accepted, you don't know this, when he was in the village in Thailand, he's right the, before
no,
he died,
Cambodia.
He accepted Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior.
Yeah.
And he died in Thailand.
Did he really?
Oh, did he?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, he's a Rottweiler.
Did he kill all those people?
Well, I'm telling you right now, Thailand harbored him.
Oh, that's right.
So he got to live in a fucking village after he killed 2 million of his own people.
You know what? And when people from other countries see you in their country, do they feel like they want you to rescue them or anything like that? Like, was there any stuff like that? Like, take me with you, Bobby, or take me...
Oh, in the Philippines, yeah. Remember that fucking hotel guy?
What happened?
Oh, God.
Oh, that's very common in the Philippines.
In the Philippines, yeah. He's like, oh, so you have a job for me in America?
It's really sad.
I go, what? Yeah, I mean, I work very hard. You don't have to pay me that much. I go, yeah, okay. Here's my number.
Did he call you?
No, I didn't get my fucking number.
Oh, why, bro?
Would you have given him your number?
Yes, I would.
Yeah, 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 yeah. I mean, no, they're all like that.
Wow.
Yeah.
The third world country.
Filipino people, happiest people I've ever met, man.
Mm. Yeah.
Did you have them in Louisiana?
No, I did some military tour on this base one time, and they had a lot of Pinos. What do they call them?
Pinoys.
Pinoys.
Pinoys, yeah.
I like Pinos.
Yeah. Filipino Grigio, that was my wine that I came out with a long time ago. But they had a lot of Pinos out there, and they were good, just cool guys, you know, happy, all the same, like a kind of like a medium shirt, t-shirt, you know?
right.
Mm-hmm. All like the exact same kind of chest and arms.
Have you ever penetrated a Asian lady before, bro?
I remember I made love pretty badly. I'm not really good at sex to a Korean girl in Idaho.
Wow.
Korean in
a
Idaho.
A full Korean?
And it was awkward. I don't know how much Korean was in there, but it was...
Enough to know.
You noticed it, yeah.
Yeah, you know. Yeah.
And I remember her legs. She had like legs that were very, you know, just...
Sturdy.
Yeah, sturdy.
Yeah, because that's Korea. That's Korea.
You couldn't get them apart. It was like, you ever get like those chopsticks that like are, the wood is really strong and you can't separate them?
Chopsticks,
yeah.
Well, I'm just saying, that's the only thing I could relate it to. It's like, you know, you ever get those chopsticks and you're like, oh, I can't separate them, you know?
Soccer legs.
It was like that, man. Yeah, very dangerous.
Thick, stocky legs, bro.
Yeah.
Right?
Did you eventually break the chopsticks?
I mean, it didn't even matter. I mean, I am bad at sex. So it's like you get a little bit of sex and, you know, and it's...
Are you really bad or are you just saying that because you're a comedian?
No, I'm pretty bad at it.
No.
I was good when I was young. Oh, when I was young, dude, I'd fuck you, you know?
Yeah.
But now I'd probably chat with you, you know? Possibly we do like some mutual masturbation, maybe some sex.
That's so sweet. Mutual masturbation's the best.
Yeah.
It's very thoughtful.
Yeah. At a certain point it is. Yeah, and some of it I think is just kind of evolving, you know? It's like sometimes I'm like, if you're still fucking somebody, you're sometimes like just a weirdo, I think.
Right.
You
know? Yeah.
Right.
Sometimes. But then sometimes you gotta let the beast out of your heart, you know? And I sometimes, you know, I just I don't know, man. It's just so there's so many feelings sometimes going on inside of you when you're trying to deal with like love and sex and
but I'll tell you
just
why
being a pervert, you know.
The reason why though is because of the fact that you got sober.
Yeah.
And how much sobriety do you have now?
Let me see. A little over 11 months.
Yeah. And when that happens, your mind clears.
Yeah.
And new emotions arise. You have to learn how to deal with life on life terms.
Yeah.
And this is what you're dealing with right now.
Do you feel more in your dick since you've been sober?
I feel a little more out of my dick, kind of.
Out of your dick?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I would.
OD. OOD.
Because I feel like drunk sex, I never really feel. I can't even like climb. Nothing. There's drunk sex is just fun. The idea is fun.
Right.
During, but you never remember the actual pleasure from being drunk and having sex.
You smell in your clothes. That's what I like.
Really?
Yeah, the grime, the idea is enticing, but the actual part of doing it drunk is only fun at the time that you're drunk. That's the only time.
Yeah.
Even remembering it, it's like,
And fist fighting and fucking, I remember, was more fun when you were drunk, you know?
Right. Yeah. And
like
fist
stuff
fucking.
Like that. Yeah, or just fist fighting.
But what has that...
Just wild activity.
What's changed, though, in your life, in you know...
I think I just, you know, it's a good point you bring up because I feel like I do have more feelings now, you know, and
I feel like you're
clearer, to be honest with you.
Definitely.
Yeah, I feel when a little I see clearer. Your face,
yeah.
It's just like a far more like just the complexion is a little healthier.
Yeah.
And you seem just healthier in general.
Thanks,
yeah,
Bobby.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Appreciate that, man.
And I know that you're taking it seriously because, you know, I'm sober too and I get to, you know, I'm observing you from afar. And I know that you're active and you're doing it, you know, and that's great.
Yeah, man. I appreciate that, dude. It's good. And it, I mean, the interesting thing is how many other people you meet who are in doing it. And it's just, that's the kind of thing that keeps you going a lot of times is you'll just be like, ah, and then somebody else will tell you a story or you'll meet somebody else who's in the program. And it's just like, okay.
Yeah.
You know, there is something going on here.
Something magical kind of.
Yeah. There's a lot more people in the boat than you thought initially. Because I mean, even since I've met him, I realized that it's like so many people are actually sober and who are fully creative people and who act just as wild as Bobby. Like when people see him, the perception is always, oh, he's either travesty. High or, you know, he's, yeah,
yeah.
He's like a
he's
disaster.
A travesty, something that we got released from another country. A deal.
When you look at me, though,
wouldn't that be a great movie? It's like we get back one of ours from Bobby's country, they also have to send Bobby. They're like, it's like some idea. POW, but we also like we got to get rid of this.
an exchange program.
Yeah.
Do you think I'm
a disaster or what?
No. What do I think when I see you?
Tell me what you think, man.
I think I see like a. Kind of like a cocaine cartoon that kind of jumped off the page and has been running from his drawer, you know?
Yeah.
Oh,
I like that a lot.
That's
man.
What I feel like. You're just on the run from your artist.
Right.
And you're just doing whatever you can and just stay on the lam, you know? And you're hanging out here with this guy in the closet and big Whitey here.
Ginger root
right here. Yeah. And I told you, Vietnamese Michael Landon over here.
Michael Landon, Phil LaBoire.
Except.
But yeah, I mean, I don't know. You're one of the only comedians that makes me laugh just by seeing you. So you have a special gift, I think. It's a nice gift you have. But it's not.
Why are you laughing?
Like,
because people, I hate when people do that. Like Eric Griffin said that the other night.
Did he?
You just walk around and you're just like this a mess.
But he's probably jealous of it though.
Look at his body. You
know? Oh yeah, Eric is definitely a cartoon.
We talk about him every podcast.
I know. But I think you're a special guy, man. I think you always surprise me that there's other layers to you, which is it.
Oh man,
so I
look
forward to getting to know you.
What I find surprising is that I've been looking underneath the table and you guys have been playing footsie for about an hour now.
Yeah. I love Theo, man. He's my bro.
Well, it makes me feel nice. I'll say that you're always very accepting of other people, and so that's nice because especially as comedians, it's tough sometimes to, you know, you don't want to impose on comedians that have been doing it longer. So when other comedians are nice to you that have been doing it longer, it really makes you feel more confident.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's another. I saw David Spade the other day, right? And he came up to. He always makes fun. Like he says jokes. Like he goes, "Where'd you park your rickshaw?" You know what I mean? Or something like that, right? And I'll laugh or whatever, right? But he always says, you know, he always texts me and stuff.
Uh-huh.
He's just a really nice guy, right? And I just thought, because he's ahead of me, right?
Yeah.
And it makes me feel like, oh, this guy's really cool. He is a really nice, cool guy,
right?
You know, and I just feel like when I started, I didn't run into those guys.
Yeah.
When I started, I ran into a bunch of fucking assholes, I thought.
Wow.
You know, and I just like... support, you know, I like supporting talented guys. I really believe when I watch you perform, even the shit that you were saying here in this podcast, it's the same vein of like, you know, is this guy real?
Yeah.
Right? Because it seems real. He, with his descriptions, he paints a world where he comes from. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I go to that world for real, that it would be like exactly the way he describes it. But still, it's very vivid in my mind. I've told him a million times, you gotta create a show about your life, about your where you come from.
Yeah.
In Louisiana. All those guys with the deficiencies.
And Chet.
Yeah, Chet. And like an episode of you.
Looking for Chet.
17 miles away, there's a Chinese guy, we gotta save our money.
Yeah.
Is one episode. It's very funny.
Yeah.
Right?
Thanks, man.
And it's not rooted in racism. It's just ignorant white people is what it is.
Right?
It's like dumb, ignorant white people.
Well-meaning.
Right, yeah. Well-meaning. Their hearts are pure. Right? They're just dumb. You know what I mean? And here's another thing that I've said to you before, and I know that you're going to hate me bringing it up, and I don't know why you're ashamed of it, is that thing we talked about in the elevator.
What, reality television?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not ashamed. I mean, I started out in reality TV. I was a Road Rules cast, right, in 1999, and they don't have the show anymore.
I
I'm starstruck.
Oh, you remember it?
I grew up watching you.
Yeah, because it was in the
Philippines.
Yeah.
No, I'm from America, man.
Hey, man.
Well, wear a flag.
Chicago, bro. Where's my
Chicago,
ass?
Bro.
No, but I grew up in.
Bro, put a flag patch on.
I grew up in, bro.
You know, dude.
I grew up in Georgia, and I used to watch it all the time.
Oh, that's awesome, man. Yeah, it's good. Yeah, I mean, it was just a wild time. I guess it's just because it's hard to like. It's not hard to separate from it. It's just like. It was just I was so young, you know. I'm 37 now. Like I was 19 when that.
Oh my God, yeah. That doesn't count. It just doesn't.
It does. It, and also, I'm going to just say this. Okay, yeah. Is that if because I don't never seen the show. I've heard of it. I don't know that you're from there.
Yeah,
and a lot. I think a lot of comics are like that. A lot of comics that are older are like, you know, what the fuck is that? We've heard of it, but you know you. Your merit, it's what you are now that I judge you by.
Yeah.
Okay. And what I see is a comic, a real comedian with real chops who's gonna go places.
Yeah.
And for you to get spots at the store, the Improv, Laugh Factory on a nightly basis, which is what you do.
Yeah.
To do headline, I know what rooms you play.
Yeah.
They're all A-list rooms.
Yeah.
That's not, you know, a reality show. Guy, that's a real comics,
right?
You know, life.
Yeah.
So it's like it's something that you did in the past, but I think it's interesting to do a show like that show. What's it called?
Road Rules.
And to reinvent yourself.
That's a right. You know, Jamie Chung. I know you went to Israel.
Yeah. Jamie Chung did.
Yeah, she was on The Real World.
Yeah,
she was on Real World.
Christina Pravinsky. What did she do?
Pazitsky was a Road Rules cast.
Right. Yeah. She is hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very
she's
funny.
Very
so,
funny.
You know, in certain instances, you can come from a show like that. Like,
yeah.
You know what? I swear to fucking God, when I left Mad TV, I couldn't get auditions because the casting directors would be like, yeah, he's from Mad TV.
Yeah.
It was a negative thing.
Mm.
Right? So I just went, all right, I'm just going to go back to stand-up. They don't want me.
Mm.
And then you see Key and Peele, Jordan, you know, Keegan, Ike, a bunch of people do well. I'm doing okay.
Yeah.
And now those things, they're not said anymore. It's more of a thing, oh, they're from that.
Right.
Right? Mm-hmm. But for many years, I was ashamed of it. I really was. It was like a shameful thing.
Really?
Oh.
Yeah, because nobody wanted, like, it. There was a sense of, like, that it wasn't cool.
Right.
Mm.
Right? And it wasn't, I don't think, at the time. But if you look at who's come from there, the lineage, the comedy lineage. I mean, the people even writing like...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Colton Dunn, who's on...
Superstore,
mm-hmm. But he was one of our writers for years. Michael Hitchcock from all the Christopher Guest movies was one of our producers. I mean, there's a lot of... Mm. When we'd go to Mad TV, we'd hang out with Eugene Levy and all these guys that used to hang out there. John Candy's daughter. I mean, all the SCTV, the history of it would be there, but we... In terms of the media or in general, the country, no one gave a fuck.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't change my past.
Yeah.
And when they offered me the show, I took it.
Yeah.
Because what am I also going to do?
Yeah.
It's an opportunity.
Yeah.
And I did it. And I'm fine.
Mm-hmm.
My career's fine. Right. My point, though, is that you came from there, but it's nothing to be ashamed of.
Yeah.
And I remember, like, you know, I used to bring you up like that. You didn't like it. I won't. I understand why then.
Yeah.
Because you want the audience, you know what I mean? But I just think that you should never run from it, dude. Because people literally respect you.
I get what you're saying. Because there's a stigma attached to reality TV in general and the types of characters that are in reality TV today. Which, you know, it's a stigma.
It is when you don't have talent.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
You know, when a lot of these guys, it's a lottery. They won a lottery ticket. But then some people actually have talent.
Yeah.
Real talent. And at 19, if they were to ask me to do Road Rules, it would have changed my life.
Yeah.
I got no pussy. I had no friends. I got nothing. At 19, I was invisible.
Were you really, Bobby?
Yeah. Oh. Absolutely. I would walk into anywhere and no one saw me.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right? And so, of course, I would have taken that at 19.
Yeah, I mean, I had no plans of going to comedy or being a comedian. Mm-hmm. I didn't have any. I was just walking across campus at college and I was just like really, really depressed, and they had like auditions, and then next thing you know, I was, they called me one day and they asked me to go on this trip, you know? Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, this is going to be really, really interesting. And then, yeah, and then that's how I got into it. I think the part that kind of burned me was like, or the part that got to me was like, whenever I got out to LA years later and I decided I'm going to get in, I want to do stand up. Mm-hmm. Some of it was, there was times where, you know, I liked making people laugh because I always, you know, like, and this is part of alcoholism, I just always thought people just didn't like me. Ever since I was young, it just, something was wrong with me. I had this ism where I thought people just didn't like me, and it just, there was nothing I could ever do in a moment to feel any different. Mm. And so I knew if I was making people laugh that they had to be liking me for that few seconds, because they couldn't hate, you can't not like somebody and laugh.
Right.
So it was like a real proof that I had, it, you know, visually. And so, you know, then I got into making people laugh, and then you would get out to like places, and then there was always just like these dudes who had like come from other cities or whatever, who'd probably auditioned to be on these reality shows. Cause like, it was always those types of people I would see when I would go into auditions and stuff, who would always kind of, I guess, made me feel negative about it.
Right.
Right.
You know, so I don't know if sometimes the feelings came from me as much as they did probably just from some weird lack of acceptance. When, and back in Louisiana, people would like try to fight me at bars, and guys would like, I remember people throwing bottles at me, and like it just got crazy. And that's one of the reasons why I left Louisiana, was because it got so crazy.
Yeah.
You know, it just got
out of jealousy, right? Probably.
I guess.
They get drunk. Fuck this guy.
Yeah.
He's, you know, he's on TV and this MTV. Fag,
that's fag, yeah, they just say. Yeah, and the N word, they call me the N word too. And I'm like, what? You know? Like, I mean, I'm Polish Nicaraguan. But, so yeah, just idiots, you know? I mean, there's a lot of idiocy in a lot of places. So, but that made me feel on that.
With the suffering.
Yeah.
But you coming to LA, and you know what? To be honest with you, it probably wasn't good for you in the beginning when you came to LA.
Yeah.
Right? Those things could have been real. That, you know, they were like saying shit or whatever, right? But the thing is that the suffering is key. It motivates you, right, to go, I'm going to get through this.
Yeah.
Without suffering, there is no reward. A true reward. That's, I believe that.
Yeah,
all
I believe
those
that.
Moments of me going, oh my God, I'm out. I will show
I'm
you.
I'm done.
I will show you.
Yeah.
One day I will show you.
Ooh.
And that idea, that feeling, I still have. It'll never go away.
Yeah.
That I am going to show you what I'm capable of.
Yeah, I think some of that hit me, man. Some of that got into me. I was like, okay, like, you know, I didn't even have a chance. I was making really any choices in my life. I was 19. And then now you guys are going to say, oh, this guy isn't, you know, talented, or this guy couldn't be an entertainer, you know, or, and I was like, okay, I'm going to take the hardest job to do. I'm going to take stand up and I'm going to do that then.
Yeah.
Because then there's no way that anybody could say, they can say whatever they want, but with stand up, there's no, nobody can help you. I mean, they can get you up on that stage, but you got to have to be up there.
Oh my God. You not only have to do that, right? You are now following, because the some of the spots that you get are later, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you, I've seen the lineups where it's like heavy fucking hitters, dude.
Oh yeah.
And you go up there and crush too.
Oh yeah. After
that's
you,
so, so
Delia,
that right,
Rogan,
so right, what I'm saying is that that right there should show people a lot.
Yeah.
Which is like, that's a legitimate soldier shit, bro.
But I think you're also at a point in your career where I don't think anyone doubts that anymore. Like,
right.
You have, yeah, you have a, you know, you've been around long enough as a stand-up that I don't think anyone would ever question that about you. At least for me, like, I didn't know you from Road Rules, and
yeah,
when I saw you, like, there was no doubt in my mind that your legitimacy is 150%. Like, I never thought, I wonder where this guy came from or where he started. It was like, no, this guy's been doing stand-up all his life. That's what I thought.
Right.
Yo, dude, I'm gonna be real with you right now, dude. I promise you this, man. I promise you this right now, man.
Wow.
Okay? I never bring it up again. But I just needed to bring up this one, babe.
You shouldn't have brought it up.
I know. I brought it up this one time just to address it.
Yeah.
But you and I, we're past it.
Okay.
Oh, just babe.
Okay.
Let me. All right.
Will you speak up, please?
All right. You and I are past it.
Okay.
And we're gonna move beyond it, bro.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. What does that mean? All
right. I have no idea.
You know what this is. You gotta deflect it. You gotta do this.
No. Baby, deflect. See,
it.
Yes.
Damn, bro.
No. She thinks that this, when I do this, right, is a negative
it
thing.
It is negative. Trust me. It's is. Positive. It is. It's negative.
It's positive.
He's trying like a gun, to. Right? He's trying
it's
to.
Like a very it's not a small gun. Yeah.
It's not a gun. You know what? Because you know what you don't see?
Huh.
This. His
hands of Jesus.
This is Jesus' hands. The pipeline. You can't see it right now.
The pipeline.
God's touching me right now, dude.
He is? Where?
You don't see it, but.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Where we at?
But no, I feel you, bro. I mean, look, I feel you, man. You know, I appreciate your thoughts on it. I don't have that, you know. I don't have that many thoughts on it.
Sorry,
anymore.
Man. My bad.
I don't ever think about it that much anymore, except for, it's interesting to talk about. The crazy thing is, I wish I had a ton of like memories and stuff. I was just so young and I was just so.
You were partying too, probably?
Yeah, I was just partying. I was just like
what
college.
What did you get at 19, honestly?
How much pussy did you get? I mean, I feel like I probably, you know, didn't please a lot of women.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, but was there a lot back then?
I mean, they had pussy back then.
Yeah. But imagine imagine being 19. You're a good looking dude, right?
I'm like an 8. As long as I brush my teeth, I'm an 8.
Yeah. Good looking dude, 19.
I look kind of like the dude I look like the dude that always people always accuse of farting, I feel like.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that dude probably farted.
He was funny probably, you know, then, right? Yeah, just naturally funny, mm-hmm. right? And that's how he got the fucking Road Rules at college. How many people audition for that? 10,000 people?
No, like 50,000 every year.
Yeah, it's crazy, right? So then he beat all those people out and whatnot, you know what I mean?
And then they all moved to Los Angeles and became casting directors. And executives, and then got angry at me whenever I walked into their
room.
What
we do now, though, Theo, is now we go over to Gilbert and we do a question from the internet.
Gilbert, honestly, is it was a popular name on Little House on the Prairie. Do you remember that? Do you watch that as well?
I know what it is, but I didn't know there was a name on it.
Did they get that? Where is he from again?
Him?
Yeah.
Atlanta.
He's from Atlanta.
Atlanta. You guys get
Georgia,
that?
Yeah. Georgia.
Good show.
It's not a good show.
Little House on the Prairie?
Yeah.
It is. And that would be my fifth, actually. Michael Landon would be my fifth.
Yeah. It's not. Why is that a good show?
When you said Mike Landon,
I've seen it.
Robert
it's about. I want to talk about Little House on the Prairie real quick, okay? I think that he's crossed the line with me.
Okay. Really?
Yeah.
What? You came over the table.
I don't give a fuck. It's my show, dude.
Once you threaten me about my childhood,
I am drawing the line at fucking Little House on the Prairie,
dude. I
what?
Worked all summer to go see you when I was a kid, and you weren't there, dude.
Where?
Ooh.
Huh? At the cleaners, Chet. You weren't there. You weren't there, dude.
The rumor.
That's
revealed.
That's great. Revealed.
But I forgive
me,
you, bro.
Yeah. I opened a store for 2 months.
I forgive you, dude.
Yeah. And I knew Theo was coming, so I closed it down.
Dude, we could go on tour right now, and you could be the first Asian that a ton of people have ever met. How great would that be?
That's amazing.
Be real.
Asians come to your show.
Be real right now.
Now, but I'm just saying.
What town are you from, Lou? From Louisiana?
Covington, Louisiana.
Covington.
Yes.
Let me tell you something right now.
Lee Harvey Oswald went to our middle school.
Wow.
Thank you.
In Covington. In Covington. Right?
Covington. Come on, bro.
I said it, bro.
Damn, dude.
Covington.
Selling swords, bro? Bobby looked like you've been selling swords, you know?
In Covington. It was better there?
In Covington.
Yes. Mm-hmm. There are no Asians in Covington.
I don't think there are any more. I mean, they might have had one, you know, at a certain point or a couple of that came through in some sort of a program, but I don't think that you're not going to. You ask somebody, like, where can I meet some Asian people here? Nobody's going to know.
There's a lot of Vietnamese there. No?
Huh?
Vietnamese?
Viets? No, dude.
There are no Viets there, man.
You know?
Let me ask you this.
And I love the Viets, man. I've spent a lot of time around the Vietnamese, dude. I love the Vietnamese. I've been to Vietnam. I've been to Saigon. I've been to Chang Pin. Yeah.
Whoa.
I mean, I'm a big fan of Sean Penn. That's what I mean. Chang Pin sounds fun, huh?
Dun, 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 dun.
You know?
Whoa.
Yeah, bro. I'm with Christ, bro.
I'm with Christ, bro.
Yeah, dude. That'll get you murdered.
So he asked a question from the internet. What's it called? It's called unhelpful advice. Mm-hmm. And he's going to do it, and then we answer.
Okay, great. But I will tell you that I could take you to places, towns right now, where we would show up, and it would be like, come meet the first Asian you've ever met, and you would be that first
Are
person.
Are you being fucking real? Well, then we got
to
do it.
Then
we have to do it.
Film I could do that in
We have to film it.
Oh, dude, I could take you to at least.
Well, am I going to die?
No, they're going to love it.
How?
It's going to be like, come in and see the. Asian
like
guy,
a circus
like a freak show, like a freak show, like I'm the hairy face boy.
No, dude.
Yeah.
What?
No, we had a hairy face boy in our town too. This kid named Thundercat. Yeah. And he got
he had the disease, the hairy face disease.
No, he had long hairy face disease. They used to cornrow his cheeks. A lot of the black girls would cornrow his cheeks in the summer. give him a little bit of relief from the heat. But yeah, I could take you to towns right now, and I could meet 7 and 8 and 9 year olds that have never met an Asian in real life.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, let's do that one day. I think we should do that as a vlog.
I mean, it would be really fascinating.
It'd be
don't you
funny.
Think?
I think it'd be funny. You I think know? It'd be very funny. So you'll put a tent up. We'll put a tent up and we'll go Asian guy, and then
I said we go aquarium. I think aquarium would be
Bobby
more.
And
would
water.
I
be in a, would I be Bobby in a, and water?
Would I be in an enclosed area where they couldn't touch me or no?
It should be a staircase up to like a tent or something.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
then
yeah.
A stair
yeah.
Out,
let's do that.
Know?
Let's do that.
Yeah,
that'd
be cool.
Yeah.
Though.
Let's do that. Yeah, yeah.
My first Asian, you know.
Yeah.
Yes.
With Bobby.
Unhelpful advice with Bobby, Kalila, and Theo Vaughn presents My First Asian coming to Louisiana.
Wow, bro.
Talent, bro. That's pure talent, bro.
That is,
Hello, my name is Catherine. I'm a 17-year-old, and I'm currently worried about my social life. After middle school, my personality flipped on me, and now I'm a shy introvert that can't seem to connect with people. Every time I push myself to talk to someone, I find them boring, and I give up on them. People seem to be a hit or miss with me, and currently everyone at school has seemed to be a hit or miss for me as well. How should I go about to fixing my social life? Oh. Catherine, 17 years old.
I'd say go do some help somebody else. It sounds like you're just a little bit caught up in your own ego, I think, Catherine. I know that's something tough to tell a 17-year-old, but, you know, you just, I don't know. You're thinking about a lot from you, like you this way and you that way. And, you know, I'd put the phone down and just go meet, go help some people. Go help somebody that's crippled or somebody that, you know, that might have a gay lover on a small baby seat, you know.
Yeah,
someone with tism.
Also, it's yeah. Just being 17, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but 17, bro,
what do you mean 17? I was moody, bro.
You
I
were
was introverted, moody. I played chess, I did all kinds of shit, bro.
Did you really?
Yeah, I do.
You don't seem like that kind of guy.
Whoa, what's that, bro?
Oh, it's my stepdad, bro. Oh, it's Coco. Actually,
who's Coco?
Joey D.
Oh yeah, yeah. answer it.
Yeah,
the
yeah.
Speaker,
yeah,
close to the
Coco.
There he is, the man of steel.
Yo, Joey, it's Bobby Lee, dude. He's on my podcast right now, bro.
What's going on, Bobby Lee?
Theo's doing my podcast right now.
No shit. What's going on?
And now you're
beautiful down there, guys.
We're looking beautiful. You're a guest star right now.
All right, what's happening, gentlemen? It's a fucking pleasure to be on Theo Vaughn's podcast. I know the old school cat. My little Asian brother, Bobby Lee.
Yeah,
dude. But Joey, will you do my podcast? When are you going to do my podcast?
Whenever you want. I know Ari's doing it tonight.
Yeah, he's doing it tonight. Dude, you're going to be in soon, okay, bro? I'm going to call you.
Let me know about next week.
All right, I love you, buddy.
All right.
All right.
I love you guys with all my heart.
All right, you too, Joey. Thanks for checking in.
Good luck, brother.
All right, peace, man. He's the best, man. Dude will call me like once every couple weeks and just check in, see how I'm doing.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Dude, you're going to make me cry.
Yeah?
Why?
I don't know.
That's so sweet.
Yeah, it's a nice guy. Like you said, man, it's like, you know, people doing those nice things, man. It reminds me sometimes if I have a show and there's a young dude on and I'll hit him up and be like, you were hilarious or something, you know?
Yeah.
Or just something that's going to boost his spirits.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'm being a little bit rude to the 17-year-old, you know?
But that's actually good advice to every single teenager. And I wish someone had said that to me when I was 17 because I really was a little bit too full of myself.
Yeah.
Not even in the sense that I was actually full of myself. I was just thinking of myself and everything that pertained only to me, how the world exists and how it pertains to me only,
yeah.
Not the other way around. And that's
it didn't service me later, and I got stuck in that. So yeah, it's a tough thing to get stuck in.
I was lost, man.
Were you?
Yeah, real lost. I got sober when I was 17, bro.
God, bro.
My first time sober was 17, dude. And I stayed sober until I was 30, but dude, I was lost, bro.
And when you went out at 30, how long did you go out there for? A
couple years, man. It was painful, too, man. Real painful. Joey Diaz I almost killed a couple times.
Wow.
Because I used to bring fucking a fucking suitcase full of pills. And Joey Diaz was the first one I would hand it to.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then he would like take like my pills and then like he would take a pillow and then go to the bathtub and then lay the pillow in the bathtub, put the shower on, take my pills and just fall asleep.
Oh,
I thought he was gonna die.
Damn.
You know?
That's Vietnam right there.
Vietnam.
That's making your own Vietnam, bro.
with all that moisture.
So,
and just relaxing.
What's her name, man?
Catherine.
Catherine. Good luck.
Good luck.
Good luck, Catherine.
17's supposed to be really confusing, so yeah, you're right on.
You're fine.
You're right on target.
I also
there.
Want to say that I had to cancel.
Your show in North Carolina.
North Carolina this weekend. I'm so fucking sorry. I'll tell you what happened. I have to shoot Love. And it conflicted, and I feel really bad about it because I really wanted to go. I love North Carolina. Where's it?
Charlotte.
I love Charlotte. Charlotte. I really do. It's comedy zone. I like that room a lot. Yeah. And cool. I apologize, and I hope that you guys will forgive me and that I can come back one day. You have anything to plug, Theo?
Yeah, man, I'll plug. I got my album. It's called 30 Pound Bag of Hamster Bones.
That's a good one.
Because I used to sell hamsters growing up. I was in the I was in the hamster and guinea pig game for a bit. And what else? I'll be in New York City this weekend.
Where are you playing?
I'm playing at Gotham June 23rd and 24th.
Great room.
And then I will be in Nashville, and that is July 7th.
What room at Laugh
and 8th at Zany's.
I love that room.
Mm-hmm. And I haven't been, so I'd love the support people to come out.
It's a good room, dude.
I'm excited.
Andrew and those guys, they're the great dudes, man. It's a great room.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Great
to be
barbecue.
Over there.
You're going to have a good time, dude.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. You like barbecue, bro?
Yeah, I do like it.
Yeah. Have you ever had Korean barbecue?
Mm-mm.
Oh, we have.
You've
to
never
take
had Korean
you.
Barbecue?
No, but I'll tell you this. So one time they had a pet, I don't know if it was a pet shop or what it was in Vietnam, right? And they were killing animals. They were killing animals. It could have been like a butcheria.
Yeah, butcheria.
And but that's not what Korean barbecue they had is.
Well, they had a dove, dude, that I'm like, this is a peace bird, you know?
And
I've actually eaten dove before. A couple of brothers used to cook dove up by me when I was growing up. They did. And I'd see them eating dove, and for years, I'm like, I don't eat peace meats, you know?
Yeah.
Peace meats. Peace meats. That's a good restaurant name.
And then finally, I had some.
Yeah.
But,
gaming.
You can't get the fact that you're eating peace out of your head, I felt like.
Right.
For me.
Right.
But anyhow,
it's
so
like
I'm
eating a hippie.
Yeah, it's like, it's like eating something, you know, it's like eating a dick that's just giving up for fucking and it's just going to try to help people and not fuck them.
It's not like that.
Yeah, it's not exactly
like that. It's not exactly like that.
That's a bad idea.
Yeah, that was a really bad idea.
But anyway, I bought this bird, right? I bought a bird. I'm like, I'm going to give this bird its freedom, you know?
Right.
I'm going to get out here and just Andy Dufresne this little dove, you know?
Right.
So I bought this dove off this butcher.
Yeah.
And I got it. I throw it up in the air like that to let it go. Immediately, like 7 Vietnamese people came by with nets. Somebody caught it. Snapped its neck immediately.
Oh, fuck.
And left on to wherever they went. Yeah.
Do you know who Kaiser Soze is?
From Kill Bill.
No. That was such a quick, confident answer, though.
No.
Was it?
No. You know who Kaiser Soze is?
No.
Let's move on.
Do you know who Elon Musk is?
Yep.
Oh, yes. Okay.
She's so just one point. Again.
Sorry.
One.
Buddy of mine eats some spaghetti with him whenever he goes over to his house all the time. And he said that Elon gave him a spaghetti like this. He goes, you want some spaghetti? He's like, sure. And instead of fixing him his own dish, he just put some out of his dish on a fork and put it in my buddy's mouth.
Baller.
Wow. Who's your buddy?
This young guy, homosexual gentleman that's named Matthew Cole Weiss. Beautiful guy.
Mm. Okay, good.
Beautiful, fancy guy. Just got back.
And give Theo Von a round of applause, everybody. That was wonderful, dude. That was wonderful.
Thank you.
Your handles for social media?
Just at Theo Von, TheoVon. And just check out my tour dates. I'm coming up in some neat spots. And I really appreciate you having me, Bobby. I'm a big fan. I love you, man. Love you, too.
That was great. That was so fucking funny.
Yeah, guys, make sure you follow us on Instagram at TigerBelly and on Twitter at TheTigerBelly. You can email us any questions or unhelpful advice at TheTigerBelly@gmail.com. And make sure, guys, check out our survey and help us figure out what our demographics are by going to survey.libsyn.com/TigerBelly.
I like it here. Oh, yeah, huh?
What is this, Jordan?
And if you're hiring, don't forget to go to ZipRecruiter.com/belly.
Guys, have a good day.
Bye. See you guys next week.
Bye.